was I Need Your Love by Calvin Harris. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm Albert Hallworth, your host, here with Jake Riebel, Nick Kowalski, and Bobby Woodward. And we are the creators and founders of the Popular Present Rappers Region for your 2020 March Mayhem of Music. Hope you everybody's having a great morning. Today we're going to be talking about the different regions and our region and how we created it. So I hope you enjoy.
I was listening to the song. It go like,
I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it. You'll find another life to live. I swear that you'll get over it. But I know you're sad and tired. You got nothing left to give. You'll find another life to live. I know that you'll get over it. Wish I never, ever, ever told you things. I was only trying to show you things. I stopped hurt on your neck, trying to froze your ring. I had to give me new to hold the pain. We was in Hawaii looking at the rain. Yeah, she's smiling happy, but I'm laughing cause no Madeline. That just go to show me money don't attract things. Stuck to the plan, even though you used to go with my man. Yeah, I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it. You'll find another life to live. I swear that you'll get over it. And I know you're sad and tired. You got nothing left to give. You'll find another life to live. I know that you'll get over it. Side of my rap, you strapped up your wreck. Diamonds on your neck, ice all on my wrist. Compliment myself. She don't want me, I'm running wild. You know I respect her on that level. She don't want me, then I'm a left. Go over there with that propeller. Walk off my Saint Laurent, that leather. My new chick, I swear that she better. Want me back, never. That's true, that right. She sippin' one wet and yeah, I swear I get her wet. My loose, but that's new, so my bottom stays red. No, I'm not a rat, but I'm all up on my channel. Just talk to your homie, she said we should be together. Gave me brain was so insane that I made her my head. If she ever call my phone, you know I got a dad. But I like that girl too much, I wish I never met her.
I know it hurts sometimes, but you'll get over it.
And that was The Way Life Goes by Lil Uzi Vert, our number one seed in our Popular Present Rappers region. Now, Lil Uzi is a very, very good artist. And I think that my friends over here, Jake Riebel and Nick Kowalski, would say the same. What do you think, Jake Riebel?
Yeah, that was probably one of his best songs on his on that album that year. I think Way Life Goes is just a really good song. And I think Lil Uzi Vert is just a really good artist. My opinion.
Do you think he's the best in this region?
I do. I think he's going to go really far if you putting him against Lil Tecca. I think he's just had better better music than Lil Tecca, but we'll see as the bracket goes by.
Yeah, he definitely has the most hits. Like that song we just played, The Way Life Goes, is a really good song. And if I'm going to be honest, it's probably better than most of Lil Tecca's songs. There are a couple that do stand a chance, but Lil Uzi definitely has a lot better songs.
Yeah, Uzi is a very good rapper. He was very, very big in 2016-2017, and still to this day people listen to his music all the time. And his opponent for round one of this bracket and region is Lil Tecca, our 8 seed, which is very low, the lowest that it can go. But I think that Lil Tecca doesn't stand a chance, to be honest, but we put him there for a reason. So Lil Tecca has a few hits, but back to Uzi. Jake, when I know that you love Lil Uzi, when do you think his biggest what do you think his biggest album was? When?
Probably back in 2016 when he dropped The Way Life Goes and just a bunch of his best songs. Also, shout out to Lil Uzi Vert. He dropped a song yesterday called That Way. Very good song to go listen to. But yeah, I think 2016-2017 were Uzi's best best music he had, and I think he's still got it to this day.
Yeah, Uzi, like Jake Rebel just said, Lil Uzi dropped a song actually yesterday called That Way. I think it'll be a preview for a very good album, we hope, from the next couple of weeks that we've heard. There's been rumors, but we'll see. And now we're going to be playing our next artist, Lil Tecca. We're going to be playing Ransom, a very big hit.
Yeah. I got black, I got white, what you want? Hop outside a ghost and hop up in a fan, I know I'm about to blow, oh, ain't dumb. They try to take my floor, I take that ransom. I know that I'm gone. They see me blowing up, now they say they want some. I got two twin blocks, turn you to a dancer. I see two twin eyes, leave them on a band, and I got two wanna link the game. I got red, I got blue, what you want? The Chanel, the Balenciaga, Louis Vuitton. She know I got the Fanny Prada when I am alone. Needed me a diorata, I need me the one. I started from the bottom, you can see the way I stung. I want all the diamonds, I want that shit to wear a ton. The op, they tryna lie me, cause they hate the place I'm from. But them don't know me, they just know the place I'm from. I got lots of shawties tryna pull up to my place. But you ain't want me last year, so just get up on my face. They all up in my inbox, so I know they wanna taste. I know they want my downfall, and are you late? I got black, I got white, what you want? Hop outside a ghost and hop up in a fan, I know I'm about to blow, oh, ain't done. They try to take my floor, I take they ransom. I know that I'm gone. They see me blowing up, now they say they want some. I got two twin blocks, turn you to a dancer. I see two twin eyes, leave them on a band, I got two wanna link the game. I got black, I got white, what you want? Hop outside a ghost and hop up in a fan, I know I'm about to blow, oh, ain't done. Take my floor, I take they ransom. I know that I'm gone. They see me blowing up, now they say they want some. I got two twin blocks, turn you to a dancer. I see two twin eyes, leave them on a band. And I got two wanna live the game, yeah.
And that was Lil Tecca, our 8 seed in our popular present regions rappers. Lil Tecca is our 8 seed. That was one of his biggest hits, Ransom, a very good song. What do you think about it, Jake Rebel?
Yeah, I think that's a great song. I think his album that he dropped, We Love You Tecca, was a really good album with Did It Again and Love Me with Ransom. I really think Lil Tecca is good with other people working together making a song, as in Lil Uzi Vert does music more by himself. But I think Ransom was a really good song by Lil Tecca.
What do you think, Nick?
Yeah, he started, like, getting bigger last year, around January, February, when I started listening to him. And, like, from then on, he's only dropped pretty good music. And hopefully it's only going to get better from there. So.
Now, his last album, We Love You, Tekka, it had a lot of songs in it, which is good because quantity is always good. It lets people listen to a lot of music. People like Tekka. He's one of the newer rappers, and that's why he's not as big as Uzi is right now, and we hope one day that Lil Tekka will be that big. What is your favorite song from We Love You, Tekka, Jake Griebel?
Probably Ransom. Ransom's just a really good song. Ever since I first listened to it, it's really just, I vibed with the song. I think Lil Tekka can still drop a lot more music as he grows in the music career. But like I was saying about Lil Tekka combining with other people with music, Lil Uzi Vert does the same thing. He's featured in music as of right now. But Lil Tekka is very good combined with other artists in the music career. And it's good to have, but you want to be able to drop music by yourself and be able to get popular from that too. It's also really good to have, because Lil Uzi Vert did the same thing in 2016 and 2017, but dropped music on his own, and that really got him popular where he is today.
Now, Lil Tekka is a very young artist. Nick, do you think that he has the ability to be the next big thing?
Right now, there's also other people in our bracket that are younger too, like Lil TJ. Those two, I feel like, would definitely be like competition for each other, just because they're both newer. But Lil Tekka, I believe he does have the opportunity to blow up more and possibly eventually overcome Lil Uzi. But it'll definitely take a lot of work, and I'll have to drop more music and keep going.
Now, Jake Griebel said earlier that Lil Tekka is good with dropping music with other artists. For example, Somebody with Internet Money and A Boogie. That song was a very big hit. Do you like that song? Do you guys like that song?
Yeah, I do. I think it's one of like his better features, because when he dropped a remix of Ransom with Juice WRLD, that was also really good, like first remixes that he had. And like, if he keeps dropping music like that, he's going to be really good.
Yeah, dropping music with people like Juice WRLD is really good. Juice WRLD was a really good artist, and if you can be able to remix with artists like him and other people, it's really going to help you with your music career as you go.
Do you guys agree that Lil Tekka would be the 8 seed in this bracket with these artists?
I do. Lil Tekka is... All these artists are very good in this bracket, but I think Lil Tekka still needs time to grow as a music artist in his career. Lil Uzi Vert is the number one seed because I think, in my opinion, he has done the best so far out of the artists. He's more older, and I just think Lil Tekka deserves the A seed.
Yeah, I agree with Jake. There is some like questionable, and Roddy Ricch, he's very popular now because the album he dropped, and he was back then, but not as much as he is now. And Lil Tekka and him, if you think about it, were sort of even at one point, just because of Roddy Ricch wasn't as known. But I do think Lil Tekka does deserve the 8 seed, just because he's not as old and he hasn't had as much of a publicity.
Yeah, I believe if Lil Tekka were to drop another album, like say soon in early 2020, I think that he would be higher in this list. Up there with maybe even the 6th seed with Roddy Ricch, because in this it doesn't really matter. You being the 8th seed, it's going to be really tough to go against the 1 seed as artist as dominant as Lil Uzi Vert. Do you guys have anything else to say about Lil Tekka?
No, I think we're good here.
Yeah, Lil Tekka is a very young artist, and we think that I believe that he can be something big one day as long as he keeps dropping good music. So next we're going to be playing our 4 seed Lil TJ, my favorite artist. We're going to be playing Hold On, one of his biggest hits. We'll be right back.
Serving time, ain't been gone for so long, and I promise I'm. watching the boys.
See the haters expect cause they hit our floors.
I think it's time to shine. I've been waiting so long. Bros keep serving time. We've been gone for so long. And I promise I'ma do this for us. Just hold on.
Back. That was Lil TJ, our 4C with Hold On, one of his biggest hits, I would say, but not the hit that got him where he is. Nick, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so the hit that got Lil TJ where he is now is Pop Out with Polo G. That song was really big. It blew up like crazy, and still today, it's a really listened to song, and I personally like it a lot. That pretty much put him on the map, and now he's just getting bigger from there.
What do you think, Jake Riebel?
Yeah, that was a great song, Hold On, that was just played from his album, True to Myself. That was very first album he dropped. Lil TJ is starting to grow as an artist, and I like the fact that he is dropping music.
Constantly.
Yeah, constantly. Every day. I mean, not every day, but as days go by, he's dropping good music. And like Nick said, Pop Out, that was a very good song by Polo G, and to be featuring that and really get your career started from that is something you can't forget.
Now, Lil TJ has a lot of singles that he drops, and do you guys like that as like a taste of what his album is going to be?
Yeah, I do. Like I was saying earlier about Lil Tecca, it's always good to drop music on your own, and Lil TJ is doing that a lot. He's dropping singles of his own songs, and they're very good music. I think right now, Lil TJ and A Boogie is probably the best matchup we have so far going into the first round. Lil TJ's young and upcoming, and A Boogie's a good artist as well. So.
That is our 4-seed and 5-seed matchup. This is probably the biggest matchup in this region, I would say, because we have started, at least I have individually, have started a lot of beef between these two artists, and I think this is going to be an amazing matchup that we have going on today. Make sure to go vote at 10 o'clock on at Sterling Radio, because Lil Uzi Vert is going to be taking on Lil Tecca. And Lil TJ dropped, like Jake Rubel said, True to Myself, which was probably his best album, I would say, because it really got the ball rolling. After he got featured in Polo G's Pop Out, that really just took off, and then he really just was inspired, and he dropped a very good album. Nick, what do you think about True to Myself?
It was a really good album, and although some of the songs that were on it were singles at one point, he's had so many more singles on SoundCloud, and there's a lot of other songs that people don't really know about, but those songs really got him started too, and yeah.
Now, Lil TJ, his latest song was First Place, and that was on January 17th that he dropped that. It's great to see that he, after the album that he dropped in 2019, he's still producing music and on his grind to become a really, truly good artist. What do you guys, did you guys listen to First Place?
Yeah, I did. It was a really good song, And I think it was like, it was kind of a different vibe than a lot of his other songs, just because it was a little slower, and it talked about like him getting where he is now, and it was, to me, it was a really good song.
Now, I just wanted to ask both of you, if you had to pick a favorite song from Lil TJ's music, what is it and why?
My favorite song is probably FN, because it gets me very hype. I love Lil TJ. He is probably my hype man. Yeah, I think that FN is probably my favorite song, because it's just a very good song if you want to like be in a happy mood or something. It might have a lot of curses, and I just love how Lil TJ spills his heart. It's passion in his music. What's your favorite, Nick?
It's probably Ruthless with Jay Critch. But my favorite feature is obviously Pop Out. That was a really good song. But yeah, it's probably Ruthless right now. So,
what would you say, Jake Riebel?
The song that was just played, Hold On, I just really vibe with that song. It's a really good song. That's probably one of the first singles I heard from Lil TJ was Hold On, and I really just vibe with it from
now,
the first time I listened to it.
Now, Pop Out really got a lot of people hooked on to Lil TJ, and from the album True to Myself, now Goat, which is also one of his best songs, was at first not in the album. It was dropped beforehand, and I really think that was a taste of what he was going to drop. What do you guys think of Goat? Because I love that song.
Yeah, it's a really good song, and it was a good idea by him, just because it gave like whoever was listening to him an idea, a preview, yeah. And it got everybody like excited for the album, and it would definitely bring more people to listen to him.
Now, do you guys think that Lil TJ has potential to be a top three rapper in 2020?
Yeah, Lil TJ is still upcoming, and a lot of people are liking his music. From a student like myself in high school, I like Lil TJ, listening to him every day, and I think Lil TJ has potential to be up with the ranks with rappers. I don't know about top three. I think that he needs to still work on his music more. But if he keeps growing and more music, he drops more albums, I think he could be potentially top five, top three, yeah.
So, Lil TJ versus A Boogie. Obviously, probably our biggest matchup here, because we know that we've done a voting before, and we saw that Lil Uzi absolutely dominated Lil Tekka, sorry. And Lil TJ versus A Boogie. Who do you guys got?
I have A Boogie, personally, just because he's been around a lot longer, and I've always liked his music, and Lil TJ is great. It's just A Boogie's been around longer, and I've been listening to him more, so I gotta go. Gotta go with the OG.
Yeah, I agree with Nick. I'm going A Boogie here. I think A Boogie's just been in the music career longer. I loved his album 2018, Hoodie Season. That was a really good song, good album by him. I'm picking A Boogie here.
Now, a lot of people will say that because A Boogie, I've talked to a lot of the students, and they say that A Boogie has a lot of classic rap, and he has dropped a lot more, and he's been in the game longer. And I think that is true, because that's what this is based off of, the artist as a whole. Like we said, Lil TJ is a young artist. He's upcoming. He's new to the game, and he's getting used to it. And I think that if he has a few more albums that are absolutely fire, I think that puts him very high in the rankings. But A Boogie just dropped an album, which we'll be talking about later, and that album got a lot of listens and views. And right now we're going to be listening to A Boogie with a Hoodie, his one of his big songs, Jungle. We'll be right back.
This is what that jungle do. You been plotting, it wasn't you. I should have never even fucked with you. Yeah, I started in the back, had to skip the line. No, I'ma keep that shit back till my fucking time go. Throw you in the shade, cause they wanna shine. No, throw me in the grave in the Ferragamo. Man, I can't believe they killed my bro Quado. Was so deep, I had to say that with my eyes closed. That made me wanna treat him like he John Doe. Nah, know me Rondo, now that John Doe. Huh?
This is all I ever wanted. Why would I let you take it from me? I ain't stupid, ain't no dummy. A couple fingers on a couple triggers. You been plotting, wasn't you? I should have been watching from the jump with you. This is what that jungle do. Started what I started. Anybody want a problem? This is my shit. Tell them if they want a problem. I'm from Highbridge. Got a nigga with a shark on up in my way. Making bitches go retarded. What the f? Why you think my name is artist? I'm an artist. I woke up to a menage. I'm just being honest. I get money if I want it. I'm a carpet. If a nigga want static, let him have it. Have you ever seen a mini semi-automatic? It go thumb like a drum, hit a beat blasting. When it come to that fire, I'm a dragon. Huh? This is what that jungle do. Yeah, this is what that jungle do. Been plotting, it wasn't you. Should've never even f***ed you. I was walking in the rain with my Tim's on, stepping over puddles full of pain. It's a big storm. 13 on my ball mains. It's a big storm. In the club, let them make it rain. Like what? We don't f*** with you. No, I'm all about my buck. Nah, I don't trust. Ever since I was a young, coming up, there ain't nobody show me love. So it's f***, it's just sauce. Yeah, this is what that jungle do. This is what that jungle do. That jungle turned me to a monster. That jungle made me go harder. That jungle turned me to a monster. That jungle made me go harder. That jungle turned me to a monster. That jungle made me go harder. The jungle turned me to a monster. The jungle made me go harder. Jungle turned me to a monster. This is what that jungle do. Jungle do. We ain't plotting, wasn't you? Should've never.
And that was Jungle by Ape Boogie with a Hoodie. That is our 5 seed in the March Mayhem in Music Popular Present Rappers region. And Ape Boogie is a very good artist, as most people know, and he is versing our number 4 seed, Lil TJ. Ape Boogie, tell me a little bit about him, Jake Grable.
Yeah, the first song I listened to from Ape Boogie was Drowning, and that was probably one of the best songs I listened to. It just gives you a good vibe when you're driving the car or just doing anything. Ape Boogie is really a good mentor for all the younger rappers in today's music career, because he's more older than them, and he has more experience than the younger guys. The younger guys mostly look off him. I think Ape Boogie is a very good rapper, and
Now, the bigger artist, one of Ape Boogie's biggest and best albums, like Jake Grable said, Drowning, it was one of the biggest hits in 2016, September 2016. Ape Boogie was up there with Lil Uzi Vert, our one seed in the game. And Nick, what would you say your favorite song is from the bigger artist?
So for me, like, the first song I listened to was Ransom by Ape Boogie, and that song like really got me started listening to him. And to me, ever since then, I've just been listening to everything he drops, and not all of it is great, but a lot of it is really, really good. And then when he dropped The Bigger Artist, probably Undefeated or Drowning, just they had really good features, and they had like really good vibes to them, and I like the songs a lot. But yeah, Drowning will always be a really good song.
Now, as Nick said earlier, he is a man of features. Ape Boogie has been featured in and features a lot of artists in his music. I know that Jake Grable likes when artists drops their own music and doesn't have any features. But Jake, do you think that Ape Boogie having a lot of features makes him a better artist?
Yeah, that's pretty much where every artist really starts. They start with featuring in other popular artists' music. It's good to do that because they get a good listen to you, and they want to listen to you on your own when you drop your own album or drop your own single. there's a lot of guys, probably Lil Uzi Vert from the beginning. He started from featuring, and he got where he is today. So did Lil TJ. Nate Boogie did the same thing when he was featuring other people's music and turned out to be a really good artist.
So Jake was talking about how is related to Lil Uzi Vert. Nick, do you believe that the statement is true that Lil Uzi and A Boogie are similar with their type of music that they drop?
Yeah, they are. And although A Boogie drops more frequently, Lil Uzi definitely has more hype around the music that he's dropping. However, the album A Boogie just dropped, Artist 2.0, we waited a year and a half almost for that album. But yeah, almost half of that album is by himself with no features. But, yeah, Lil Uzi, he has, the albums that he's dropped definitely have less features, but the features that he does have are really big songs. So they're kind of similar in that way, where they use features to, have bigger songs. But yeah, I think Lil Uzi will, they definitely kind of have like the same vibe with each other.
Now we said, as Nick said earlier, Artist 2.0, A Boogie's latest album was just dropped in I believe a couple weeks ago, and I listened to it for the first time and I thought it was okay. I don't think it was his best music. I think that being that we waited an extra year, I thought it was going to be very, very good. What do you guys think about that album?
It was a pretty good album. You know, you can't get a really good album every time. I think it was still good to see guys featured in his album without guys getting featured like famous artists in the album. It's not really, you know, singles are really good to have, but being able to feature in another artist song like Lil Uzi Vert featured in A Boogie's album, and that really got me excited because Lil Uzi is one of my favorite, and it just made the song a lot better than it was.
Now A Boogie had Lil Uzi Vert featured in a lot of his in a couple of his songs, actually, in his latest album, and I think that's great because we understand that Lil Uzi is still on his grind and he's still trying to achieve and become one of the greatest rappers. Nick, did you listen to A Boogie's new album, and what did you think about Lil Uzi's features?
Yeah, I listened to a lot of the album. We all waited so long for it, so I had to listen to it. And Lil Uzi, his songs that he was featured in, they were really good songs, and it's always good to hear Lil Uzi's voice, just because although he hasn't dropped new music, he's always like featured in different people's music. And a couple artists, Lil Baby had just dropped an album last week, and Lil Uzi was also featured on that, as well as G Herbo dropping another album, and Lil Uzi was also on that. So he's still out there. We are still waiting for his own new music. But yeah, he's definitely making an impact being on other people's songs.
Yeah, it's great to see Lil Uzi still being in the game and trying to achieve what he always has been and trying to be one of the best rappers in the game. As we know, he is the number one seed in our bracket because we believe he is the most dominant. And we are on A Boogie right now. And A Boogie has featured a lot of different artists, and he is in his latest album. And I think that his latest album isn't his best album, and I think that he has a lot more music to drop, and I think he will drop a lot more music and have a lot more bangers, as people would say. And A Boogie does have a lot of singles, as well as Lil TJ, and I think that A Boogie having singles, just like other rappers and artists, makes you want to like listen to him a lot more. And him being featured in a lot of people's music, as well as 6ix9ine and T Grizzly, who are big rappers but not as big, I think that just puts A Boogie's name out there more, and he's one of the biggest rappers. Do you guys have anything else to say about A Boogie?
I love that A Boogie is featured in a lot of people's music, like 6ix9ine. Like, he featured in his music, and it was a really good song. He also featured in Horses, and that was a very great song. But when you find a bunch of artists all come together and make one song, it's really just makes you happy to see that they're all coming together and they're making a great song that you can listen to and vibe to every day.
Do you guys think that the bigger artist is A Boogie's best and biggest album?
It's probably his best newest album. However, I started listening in 2016 when he dropped TBA, and that wasn't really a big album, but he definitely had like some really good songs. He had Ransom on there, which is one of the first songs I listened to. So that's a really good, like, that was a really good start for him, and I really liked that album. But yeah, The Bigger Artist was also a really good album. That's probably his best new album.
I would say that people love quality over quantity. Do you guys like to hear a lot of music in an album or just straight bangers and it be fewer?
There's both ways to it. You like to hear more, the longer the song, the better. But there is times where you want to get straight to it and hear the main part, hear the definition of the song. Like A Boogie did, he waited over a year to drop that album, and there's other artists that are doing the same thing, like Lil Uzi Vert. There's rumors that he will be dropping Eternal Take in the upcoming weeks, but he's been giving the fans more of like a, like, get ready to listen to this great album. He's dropping music as the days go by, and A Boogie did the same thing, and the album was pretty decently good, I think. What really got me on the A Boogie was Drowning, then hearing Look Back at It. That was a really good song, and I still love that song to today.
And our biggest topic in this bracket that we have realized as the creators is, if A Boogie beats TJ, which is going to be very close because the votings that I had, that I put up a poll, and it was neck and neck the whole entire time because it can go either way. Do you guys think that A Boogie or Lil TJ has any chance of beating Lil Uzi Vert, the one seed?
There's definitely a chance if A Boogie moves on. It's not necessarily a high chance, but there is a chance for upset. A Boogie could possibly upset Lil Uzi Vert just because Lil Uzi hasn't dropped any music recently. Not an album. He has dropped singles. But yeah, there's definitely a chance. It'll probably be close. But if Lil TJ moves on, I don't think it'll be as close with Lil Uzi just because they're a little different, and Lil Uzi definitely has the better music in that situation.
Yeah, like Nick said, it's going to be close for A Boogie. A Boogie is neck to neck with, if he moved on from Lil TJ, going on, say, Lil Uzi wins. Or if you see a upset by Lil Tecca, it's going to be close either way. Lil TJ, he is still young, dropping good music, and a lot of people in the world love his music. So if the people are going to look to now, their music is good now rather than before. If you ask me, it's about their whole career and how they've done so far. Then I can see Lil Uzi going as far as his career is right now.
If we're going as of present, like right now, as of now, do you guys think that Lil Tecca has any chance of being Uzi?
No.
I believe there could be a tiny chance if Lil Tecca fans out there think that if a lot of people like Lil Tecca music, but it's going to be close. It's going to be.
No, I think that it's going to be an absolute blowout still. I think that Lil Uzi is just absolutely going to dominate Tecca. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I think that Lil Uzi is going to make it through the first round, obviously beat Lil Tecca. And then I think that we might have an upset of A Boogie over Lil Uzi Vert, but it depends on who votes, because we never know who's voting. Like Mr. Strauss out there, he doesn't really know a lot of these rappers, and that's good because we can teach him and make him learn the great artist of rap, because we know that's his favorite genre of music. And as we're going through, we have A Boogie as our 5 seed. Do you guys think that A Boogie deserves to be the 5 seed? Should he be higher?
I think him and Lil TJ could have went either way. He could have also maybe switched with A Boogie, or with DaBaby, sorry. DaBaby, he has blown up recently, but I think A Boogie definitely has more music than him, better music in my opinion. So I think he possibly could have switched there, But other than that, I think he's seated pretty well.
All right, that is going to be it for A Boogie. A Boogie is our 5 seed in the rapper region, and he's going to be taking on Lil TJ in the first round. And now we are going to be listening to XO Tour Life by Lil Uzi Vert, our number 1 seed. We'll be right back.
Push me to the edge, all my friends are dead. Push me to the edge, all my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. Phantom, that's alright. It's an off-white. Like something you ride a sled down. I just want that head. My brilliant, I'm mad. A brilliant, her man, no. Everybody got the same sweat, no. What a way that I chat, no. Stacking my bands all the way to the top. All the way to my bed falling, no. Every time that you leave your spot, your girlfriend call me like, come on, no. I like the way that she treat me, gon' leave you, won't leave me, I call it that castle, no. She like, I'm insane.
And that was XO Tour Life by Lil Uzi Vert, debatable to be one of his best songs. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I agree with that. When that song came out, it was really, really big. And I didn't hear it for the first time. I didn't even know that he dropped that song. And then I heard it at volleyball practice one day, and I was like, wow, this song's really good. And everybody was talking about it, and then I started listening to it, and yeah, ever since then, it's been a really big song, and I've never stopped listening to it.
Now, this album is called Lil Uzi Vs. The World, and Lil Uzi Vs. The World was not a very big album, and it had 9 songs in it, and I think that they were all very good, especially featured. Not all of them, actually, none of these songs were featured. It was all Lil Uzi Vert, which makes sense because the album's name was Lil Uzi Vs. The World. And what is your guys' favorite song out of that album?
Yeah, I really like that album, personally. Money Longer is on the album, which really, like, started him off. And it was probably one of the first songs that I listened to, and I really enjoyed it. But it's probably P's and Q's on that album. It's also a really good song. And pretty much all the songs on that album are really good songs, and I like them all a lot. But yeah, P's and Q's and Money Longer are probably the 2 best songs, and I listen to them the most from that album.
Yeah, that was a great album Lil Uzi Vert dropped in 2016. He has great music on it, like Nick said, Money Longer and P's and Q's. Also, another great song on that album was You Was Right. I think Lil Uzi Vert had a good year that year, 2016, dropping music. You Was Right was probably one of my favorite songs on the album, and it was just a good album in general.
I think it's amazing because Lil Uzi Vert has amazing instrumentals, one, because I know for a fact that here at Sterling High School, we use in the TV and video production, we use Lil Uzi's instrumentals, believe it or not, for a lot of our commercials. And I know I have personally, because I just think that he has amazing instrumentals, and just the way that he raps in his music, it just with passion. Do you guys think that he has one of the best voices as a rapper?
Yeah, I think he has a unique voice. It sounds a little different than a lot of other people's, and it's definitely, like, he has a really good flow, and he has, like, a lot of unique songs that are different from other people's, and, yeah, he's always, like, a lot of his music is really positive, and, like, I think his voice also adds to that note, just because he's very, like, happy all the time, it seems.
It's the positive vibes that get people going. And Jake Grable, does Lil Uzi Vert put you in a positive attitude?
Yes.
Give you a positive attitude.
Everyone here knows that Lil Uzi Vert is my favorite rapper, and I just like listening to him any time of the day, anywhere. I'm still excited for Lil Uzi Vert to drop more music as the years go by. People say I still live in 2017, 2016, and it's true. I can listen to Lil Uzi Vert music all day long. It's just a good vibe to me, and I love it.
Now, we have 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, until our first voting for 2020 March Mayhem of Music, and we're going to be having Lil Uzi Vert versus our 8 seed, Lil Tecca, and you can go vote at Nights Radio at 10 o'clock. Make sure to go vote. And we're going to be talking about, for a little bit, we're going to be talking about the number one seeds in the March Mayhem of Music for 2020. Now, we have Popular Present Rappers. Our number one seed is obviously Lil Uzi Vert. Rock of Ages is Led Zeppelin. Best of 2010s is Rihanna. And then Radio Replays is Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish is up and coming. I know that she's very popular right now, and I know that we have a Billie Eilish fan in the building. And Nick Kowalski, tell me a little bit about her.
Yeah, so to me, Billie Eilish is probably one of the most dominant first seeds in this tournament here. She really blew up in the past year and a half, winning 5 Grammys this year. It was crazy.
It's amazing.
She came out and did a lot of big things. She doesn't have a lot of music, but the music that she does have, it's all really good, and, like, her name is now known, and a lot of people know if they hear Billie Eilish, they think of a couple songs, and even though it's only a couple songs, they know the name, and she's so big right now, and I think she has a really good chance of going far in this tournament.
I think Rihanna is a very good number one seed in Best of 2010. She is featuring a lot of good music. She is featuring DJ Khaled's Wild Thoughts. She's featuring Kendrick Lamar, Loyalty, featuring Calvin Harris, This Is What You Came For. All great music right there. And she also drops good music on her own singles. I think she's just a really good artist, and I think she's going to go very far in Best of 2010's bracket.
Now, do you guys think that there is any chance in the world that Katy Perry would beat out Rihanna as a one seed?
Maybe at one point, if this tournament was maybe a couple years ago when Katy Perry was really blown up, she could. But I think Rihanna definitely has this one, just because Katy Perry, she's not, I hate to say it, but not relevant anymore. And Rihanna is definitely more relevant, so yeah.
People know Rihanna's name is what you're trying to say. I get it. And Rihanna is a big known artist. And do you guys think that there is any chance in the world that Taylor Swift beats out Billie Eilish? Because I am one of those people that believe that could happen.
You know, I'm with you on this one. I do believe Taylor Swift could beat her. Billie Eilish is still upcoming. Taylor Swift is switched over from country to pop as the years gone by. And I think she's a really good artist, and I loved her music since her from day one since she was country. I think there will be an upset.
No, I don't even have to ask Nick because I know that he wants Billie Eilish to dominate T-Swift. But we have to realize that T-Swift, back in the day, as in 10 years ago maybe, was a very, very popular artist. And I love her music. And I just think that Taylor Swift is a great person in general. Billie, I feel that she kind of whispers and mumbles in all her music. I do like her music, though. I'm not a hater. But, yeah, Nick, tell me what you think.
Yeah, being a Billie Eilish fan, like, I really do hate to say it, but I definitely do think there is a chance for an upset here. Just because Taylor Swift has been big, like, all the time that she was big and all the time that people knew her music. Like, she has definitely grown a lot of popularity from that. And Billie just coming out of nowhere, kind of, and blowing up like this. People know her name, though, and I think today she definitely has a chance of winning, but there's also definitely an opportunity for an upset from Taylor Swift.
Now, up top in the Rock of Ages, top right in the Rock of Ages region, we have a lot of students in Sterling High School that listen to rock, but we also have a lot of people that listen to rap, and that's just the way that it goes. And I think that Metallica has absolutely no chance to beat Led Zeppelin, even though I have seen a lot of Metallica's voted, but I believe that Led Zeppelin will take this one in the first round. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Led Zeppelin also is going to dominate the round. I agree with you.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin is definitely like a little more classic, and people probably know their name a little more, just because like they have like a bigger name, and a lot of their songs are much bigger, and people might know their songs better, but Metallica, there's a very small chance just because of the way people will be voting from school and stuff like that, and people will definitely know Led Zeppelin more. But yeah, Metallica will always be good, and there's always a small chance. So
I think that that wraps up for Rock of Ages, because I think that honestly Bon Jovi, if he moves on and beats Rolling Stones, which I think there's a high possibility, I think that he's able to go all the way through this region, even being the 5 seed, because a lot of people know his name. And it is now 10 o'clock, and now everyone should go vote on Twitter at Nights Radio for Lil Uzi Vert or Lil Tecca. Lil Uzi Vert being the 1 seed and Lil Tecca being the 8 seed. And Lil Tecca being the 8 seed, we got to hype him up a little bit. So we're going to be playing Love Me by Lil Tecca, one of his biggest songs.
Love you,
Tecca. Yeah, I know you see the drip and you like it. Wanna text me, but you're proud, tryna fight it. I know you young, chasing love, tryna find it. Then I saw you at a party, so do I want you? So do you want me? If I said I love you, would you love me? I could never dub you, but could you dub me? Yeah, I wanna fall in love, I don't think it's for me. Hope you know I want you, so do you want me? If I said I love you, would you love me? I could never dub you, but could you dub me? Yeah, I wanna fall in love, I don't think it's for me. I ain't no regular. When we pull up to the party, man, the party get bigger. And she all up Tecca cause she know I'm a winner. I pray to God every day, but I know I'm a sinner. More money, more problems, and the get thicker. Keep throw, shooting like a free throw. Shorty, she a free, that's my line. Yeah, I want a shorty right now, know you might now. But I ain't tryna waste no time. She know I'm too wavy, yeah, I'm that. You cannot replace me. As soon as I met you, you said you wanna date me. I can't say I'm loyal for you, baby, maybe these. They hate me cause they mad they hate me. So much around me, I'm getting so lazy. I'll fuck with you, baby, as long as you make me. Sooner or later, I'll make you my baby. Sooner or later, I'll make you my baby. Yeah, I know you see the drip and you like it. Wanna text me, but you're proud, tryna fight it. I know you young, chasing love, tryna find it. Then I saw you at a party, so do I want you? So do you want me? If I said I love you, would you love me? I could never dub you, but could you dub me? Yeah, I wanna fall in love, I don't think it's for me. Hope you know I want you, so do you want me? If I said I love you, would you love me? I can never dub you, but could you dub me? Yeah, I wanna fall in love, I don't think it's for me. 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 I don't think it's for me.
And that was Love Me by Lil Tecca, our 8th seed in the March Mayhem Music 2020 Rappers Region Bracket. And the votes have just begun, ladies and gentlemen, at Nights Radio. Make sure you go vote for either Lil Uzi Vert, our 1 seed, versus our 8 seed, Lil Tecca, and our 4 and 5 seeds, Lil TJ versus A Boogie. Right now, we have a lot of votes going in, and I love to see it. Lil Uzi Vert is taking a slight lead of 93-7 right now, and it looks like A Boogie is in the lead 60-40, but that can all change because it just started, ladies and gentlemen. And now we're going to be taking this time. We're going to talk about why we chose our artist for this. And what do you guys think that we were thinking going? Like, I know what we were thinking, but I want to hear from you guys what we were thinking putting these artists in our region.
So we wanted to put the most popular rappers out present right now, and we were pretty much going off and on about if we wanted to do dead rappers versus live rappers, and rest in peace to Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD is was a very popular rapper, and if we did dead versus live, it would back to back forth. But I think going with live, going popular present rappers was very good from our group that we chose Lil Uzi as our number one seed, and just going from veteran and then going from the younger guys and going from still moving up in the music world.
Yeah, Lil Uzi, when you think of rap these days, you're going to think of Lil Uzi just because of like the impact that he's had. Lil Tecca, he's up and coming. He dropped an album last year and everybody is starting to know his name. It's the same thing with Lil TJ. He's not the biggest, but he's definitely getting somewhere. And then an artist that surprised me that was going to be in here was Polo G. He's not the biggest artist out there right now, but he's made songs with Lil TJ, and he's really starting to grow. And I've liked him since he started putting out music, and I think he has a chance to go far in this tournament. It just depends on how the other tournaments go.
Now we have NBA YoungBoy going against Polo G, NBA being our 2 seed and Polo G being our 7 seed. Even though the seeds are very different, I still think that Polo G has a very good chance to beat NBA YoungBoy. I think that Polo G is very slept on in the rap game, and he is not as popular as other rappers, but I still think he is very good. Who are you going here, Reebel? NBA or Polo G?
I got to go NBA YoungBoy. Polo G is a very good artist. He dropped a great song, Pop Out, featuring Lil TJ, and that really put him on the spot if you're going to ask me what put Polo G on. NBA YoungBoy is still up and coming, like a lot of other rappers, but I think NBA YoungBoy has better music today.
Yeah, I agree with you, Reebel. NBA YoungBoy definitely has more music than Polo G, but where they both are now, Polo G hasn't dropped new music in a little while. Everything that he has dropped, though, was really good. And NBA YoungBoy, just 2 weeks ago, dropped an album. So I think that's going to be the deciding factor on recent music. So NBA YoungBoy dropping new music, I think that he definitely has a better chance of winning this one.
Now, we have a lot of NBA YoungBoy fans in Sterling High School. I know that for a fact. But we also have a lot of Polo G, and I think that's a soul go either way. And I think NBA might advance here. I like Polo G more personally. I do like NBA's music, but Polo G just hits me because he really, like, I know that I say this a lot about rappers, but Polo G puts a lot of passion into his music, and he really spills his heart out when he raps, and I really love that about a rapper. Do you guys like the way that Polo G's music flows?
Yeah, I do. I personally, I'm a really big fan of Polo G. The album that he dropped was really good. All the songs on it were really good, and they're all different. I know sometimes in rap songs can sound the same, but to me, all the songs were different on the album. It was called Die a Legend because he talked about the hardships and everything he went through growing up, and he put it all into music, and that really put him on the map. So
I think that Polo G has a good chance to go through here, and right above that is our number 3 seed, DaBaby. We put DaBaby as a 3 seed because I really wanted to see him go against Roddy Ricch, because that is a very good matchup, because they are both rappers that are dropping constantly, And even though that Roddy Ricch is newer and he's just starting to drop a lot, but Roddy Ricch isn't, like, he's not brand new. Like, he's dropped before, and so is DaBaby. And DaBaby, a lot of people are, like, dislike DaBaby because his music is very repetitive, and his rhythm and the way that he spills his bars, you can say. But I believe that Roddy Ricch is a very good artist, and that he has a good chance to move on here. Do you guys see, well, not really an upset, but a 6 seed beat a 3 seed here in this situation?
Yeah, it could happen. DaBaby really had a really good year in 2019. That's where I dropped all his mostly his best music so far in his career. Roddy Ricch is also a very good rapper, and it's going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see Roddy Ricch upset DaBaby. No hate towards DaBaby, just his music does kind of get repetitive, and I think Roddy Ricch just has, like, more unique songs, and he has been around for a little longer. People don't know that, but he has had music out for a while, and so did DaBaby, but Roddy Ricch definitely has more passion and, like, better music than DaBaby right now.
Now, as Jake Riebel said earlier, rest in peace, Juice WRLD. I think that if we were to put Juice WRLD in this bracket and Juice WRLD be the 1 seed, I would believe that he would go all the way. And that's not saying because he's dead and his music is trash. I'm saying I love Juice WRLD's music. Juice WRLD has very good music, and he was a very good artist, and he will always be loved. And I think that him being dead now puts him higher in the rapper standings to go down as a legend, or as you would say, one of the greatest rappers. Do you guys agree with the people?
I do. Juice WRLD is very talented. At a young age, he is up there in the ranks with the best rappers. It's crazy how someone that young could be that good at rapping, like Juice WRLD was. And I think if he's still alive today, he would have kept going, and he would have dropped better music, more music, and he could have been top 5 rappers.
Yeah, Juice WRLD has had songs with people that are on our list, such as Lil Uzi. He had a song called Wasted with him, as well as Lil Tecca. They remixed the Ransom, and Juice WRLD definitely would have went far in this tournament. If we did a dead or alive sort of thing, I think he would have went the whole way, and I think he definitely would have had a chance of beating Lil Uzi Vert out of the top spot. So
I believe that as well, and if we were to say Lil Uzi Vert and Juice WRLD were to be in this, who are you putting 1 and 2?
I would still put Lil Uzi 1, Juice WRLD 2, just because Lil Uzi has been around longer, and Juice WRLD, he was a really big rapper, and he had a lot of big music. But so did Lil Uzi, and Lil Uzi is always going to be a classic just for me. I know that might not be everybody's opinion, but for me, he's always been there, and I've listened to him longer, so that's why I would put Lil Uzi's top seed.
I agree with Nick. Juice WRLD is very good, but Lil Uzi Vert still has my number 1 seed. He is still best rapper. I believe best rapper in this whole bracket. He's dropped amazing music back in 2016, 2015, 2017, but Juice WRLD was up and coming. He had a lot of great music, and I would have put Juice WRLD at the 2 seed.
Now, I think that Lil TJ right now is losing to A Boogie in our voting, but I think that he has a good chance to bring it back, as he did on my poll personally. But A Boogie is a very good rapper, and I respect him a lot, but what do you guys think that the percentage is going to be of this voting?
I have A Boogie winning this against Lil TJ. I have him winning. It's going to be close. It could come down to the wire. It could come down to 1 vote even. Like, there's a lot of A Boogie fans out there, and I know there's a lot of Lil TJ fans, so it's going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, I think the Lil TJ and A Boogie matchup, I think it's going to be like 49-51 kind of thing. Maybe just a little different than that. But the Lil Uzi and Lil Tecca, I think Lil Uzi definitely has it. I wouldn't go as far as saying 60-40, just because I think Uzi definitely has it more than that. I would probably say an 80-20, if anything. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the highest I would go, is 80-20 with that, because right now it is looking like a dominating performance by Lil Uzi. As we expected, we knew this was going to happen. That's why we put Tecca as our 8 seed. Is because we knew that We knew that Lil Uzi was going to be a very dominant force in this bracket, and he will continue to be even once if he does get out of this bracket, because it's looking like right now, if Uzi versus A Boogie, we don't know what's going to happen there, because it's looking like Lil Uzi is going to take over right now, with it being 91% to 9 with 55 votes, which is amazing. I think that that will wrap up this show. We're going to be playing 2020 by Lil TJ, his latest drop, and it was a very good one. I hope you enjoy. Have a great day, and as always, good night.
Like the greatest, only been at this for 2 years. Thank God this happened so quick. Fashion be the latest, money coming in, but so do hatred. And how I picture, but I faced it. Emotions, I erased it. Having feelings, I replaced it. Should've peed that from the basis. This one, the mistakes hit. Tired of getting caught up in his face. I just can't sit comfy with no snakes. I've been holding demons inside, I can't lie. So if you ain't ready to die, then don't try. I gotta make it home so my mama don't cry. I'd rather do the sentence, this time will go by. But the pain's so numb, I don't feel none. Should've still run around with no chill but. Still be towing in the town finna drill some. Let it run up on me thinking I won't kill some. And I keep the game when we try, but we is it. Everybody get it if it's static, won't speak. Really on my bully, 2020, we ain't playing. That was lit for everything, don't care about what you saying. Mama, she was praying, I was on that block late. Really put in 20 years of work, but then I got with. Sunday, I ain't never go to church because that block pay. Big 40 cal in my shirt, no karate. What the ops say, what the cops say. Big smelly job, you to eat, that's the block way. If you feel away, good bad, what the block say. All my niggas trying to get the bag, the pop way. I just want my name to be around when I ain't here. Living in the moment, but I want this. Yeah, like TJ, boy, you made it, I still feel like I ain't there. A lot of niggas hate it, I said, I don't care, cause I'm taking off. I'ma soon be the greatest, taking off. I'ma soon be the greatest, taking off. I'ma soon be the greatest. I'ma soon be the greatest. What did they did not say? Fucking crazy. Everybody tryna beach for clout like it's wavy. Guess I'm just too real, I still solid how they made me. I can never be a goofy, they pay me. So I'm too heat now, everything is wavy. A lot of this competition, it amazed me. I was going down here, jail kinda saved me. Gotta keep the hard work, ain't no getting lazy. Smoking in opposition kinda sorta got me daisy. Think you last a day up in my shoes and trade me. Need a billy in them blues like I'm Jay-Z. R.I.P. to Maybe. Cooking up, got the sauce like it's gravy. If you want a feature, get your money right and pay me. Still, when the time come, it might be a maybe. It depend on the type of record that you gon' play me. I can't do a whack verse, industry would trade me. Every time you hear my name, you know I'm going crazy. Really, I'm a trench kid, SB really made me. Really had the same goal and dreams since a baby. No. I just want my name to be around when I ain't here. Living in the moment, but I want to for years. Feel like TJ, boy, you made it, I still feel like I ain't there. A lot of hate it, I don't care, cause I'm taking off. I'ma soon be the greatest, taking off. I'ma soon be the greatest, taking off. I'ma soon be the greatest. I'ma soon be the greatest. I've been holding demons inside, I can't lie. So if you ain't ready to die, then don't try. I gotta make it home so my mama don't cry. I'd rather do the sentence, least time will go by. With a pain so numb, I don't feel none. Should've still run around with no chill button. Still be towing in the town, finna drill some. Let it run up on me thinking I won't kill some.